I was taking a few days off and spending it camping in the woods. I was in some forest a few hours from my town and had set up camp at the end of a 4-hour trail. I'd spent the night there already and had noticed this thin path leading out from the campsite. I had no idea where it went, and it wasn't on the map of the area, but having nothing better to do on that second day, I thought I'd go for a short hike down the path just to see if it led anywhere cool. Maybe a small pond or waterfall or something. I brought with me a backpack with food and water in case I'd be out longer than expected. Walking through the trail, it was very obvious that almost nobody used it, or at least hadn't used it in a long time, maybe even years. It was very thin and overgrown in a lot of sections, and I didn't see any signs of people, like shoe prints or anything. This went on for several miles, taking around 2 hours before I found the end, and it wasn't what I expected. There was a house, or cabin, sitting in the woods. At first sight, there was no mistaking that it was abandoned. Moss and vines were growing out of the wood siding, and the doors and windows were all open. Before approaching any further, I looked around at my surroundings, just checking for anything, as this wasn't a normal thing to just stumble across. The woods were calm and unsettlingly still. I went up to the doorway and poked my head in, looking down the front hallway. There was dust and debris lying all over the floors, but it was otherwise barren. I went in a little further. It smelled of mildew and rotting wood, but as I crept through the rooms, there wasn't much to see. Feeling uneasy though, I was about to turn around and leave, but a small glimmer caught the side of my eye. On one of the closed wooden doors, the handle had been ripped off and replaced by a silver padlock. It almost looked brand new and matched nothing else in the house. My curiosity immediately had me thinking of why there was a padlock on the door to an otherwise empty and ruined cabin. The more I looked at it, though, that uneasy feeling just took over me, and I couldn't get myself to investigate. I quickly left the house and went back to the path. Just as I entered the trail again, I heard a single footstep on the wooden floor inside the house. I turned and looked at the doorway, but saw nothing, so I kept on walking, trying to distance myself from that place. As I walked back, though, for the whole 2 hours, I kept hearing footsteps in the distance, like someone was following me. The trees densely covered the area, though, making it impossible to see that far. When I got back to the camp, I got a fire going early and just sat and waited, listening and looking to see if anyone showed up. By nightfall, I hadn't heard anything else, but as the hours got later, I started hearing it again. Footsteps out in the distance, far beyond the light of the campfire, but definitely close enough for them to see the light. It went on for several hours, hearing a line of footsteps every 10 to 15 minutes. Still, though, I was never able to see them, and eventually it got so late that I knew I had to sleep, so I left the campfire going as I got inside my tent. I was in and out of sleep for the rest of the night, waking up at every small sound the woods made. After getting almost no sleep, I left. What the cabin was doing there, and whoever had followed me that night, I'll never know. I can't say what they intended to do, but their disturbing stalking behavior only lets me assume the worst. But I can never seem to stop thinking about the disturbing possibilities of what was behind that locked door. This happened almost 10 years ago when I was in high school. Me and my friend, who I'll call Jake for privacy, have kept from sharing this until now, mostly because we just don't know what really happened. We had been talking about going to this abandoned mall near our city for a while, but the only thing making us nervous was that we didn't have a group to go with. It would just be us, and we knew that it was a sketchy place to be. For some reason, we were both just really intrigued by the place and the idea of going there. So much so that we couldn't stop ourselves. We gathered up some stuff into a drawstring bag and took Jake's car to get there. This mall was off the side of a long highway, but the state had blocked the view from the road with a ton of trees, probably to keep people from seeing the unpleasant building so close to the city. The road to get to the parking lot was destroyed too, so we had to park on the side of the highway, kind of nestled around some trees so it wouldn't be seen by passing cars. Then we started walking. The sun was just about setting, which gave us enough light to not get lost in the trees. After a few minutes, the sound of cars passing on the highway faded out, and we reached the edge of the massive empty parking lot, where the abandoned mall sat right in the middle. There were no cars, no people, and no sounds. We stood there for a moment, just to be sure we were alone. Then we walked through the parking lot and up to the main entrance. All the glass from the doors were shattered, and inside, it almost immediately became darker. We stayed quiet at first, walking slowly and being careful, just looking around. Being inside this huge mall with no people walking around and no lights on was super eerie and strange feeling. Every step we took echoed all the way through the mall, which was completely dark as we got further toward the middle. We stopped for a minute, taking our flashlights out of the bag, when we heard something. Someone was laughing. It was from the other end of the mall, which was pitch black. We didn't hear any talking afterward, or see any lights. We both agreed that it had to just be another group exploring the place, but it didn't really make me feel any better. This wasn't ideal, and we were hoping to avoid other people, but already being there, it felt like a waste of time to just turn back. We turned on the flashlights and started walking into the dark section of the mall. Moving the light around, all the stores were emptied and had garbage and graffiti everywhere. By then, the sun had definitely set too, because when I looked behind us at where we came from, it was pitch black as well. I turned back around to tell Jake, but he had stopped walking and was holding his flashlight steadily ahead of him.
"Jake?"
I whispered, but then I looked closer at where his light was pointing. Far back, in the store directly ahead of us, I saw a figure. They were standing by the entrance to the shop and just looking at us. I think what terrified us so much was just how creepy it was for them to just be standing there without saying hello or just walking away or something. And as more and more seconds passed, my heart felt like it was beating out of my chest in terror before Jake finally moved his light away. Both of us turned around and started quickly walking back where we came from. We were constantly swinging our lights around as we navigated through the darkness. Our footsteps echoing around us made it hard to hear anything else, only furthering the panic we were in. Then our lights finally reached the entrance to the mall, and just then, running footsteps came from the floor right above us. I shined my light, only catching a glimpse of a person running down the hallway. This is when Jake and I started sprinting, heading straight for the exit, as we could hear the footsteps start making their way down the escalators towards us. We managed to get out and continued running through the parking lot and all the way to the trees. Looking back, nobody had followed us out. As we walked back to the car, I almost threw up from my heart racing so fast. We got in the car and drove back to Jake's house, and after that, we never talked about it. I don't know what that was. The way it all played out, though, I just can't see how a couple people would plan all of that without meaning harm. Thankfully, we didn't assume anything, because if we had stayed there and continued exploring, there's really no saying what would have happened that night. There's an abandoned hotel in my town that's been vacant for decades. It had been bought out several times before, but every time they ended up going bankrupt after just a few years. Our town is small and kind of old-fashioned, so there's really no reason for anyone to visit unless they have family here, which means that there's really no reason to even have a hotel as big as this one was. It was at least 6 stories and was probably the largest building in our town. Anyway, when I was 23, I just casually decided to check it out. I felt like there was nothing actually dangerous or scary about it. It was just an empty abandoned building that would be cool to walk around and look at. I decided to go during the day, because I figured that if anyone was there during the daytime, then they were probably just harmless people exploring it like me. I parked at a store that was a half mile away, then walked to the hotel. It was mostly isolated on the side of the road, being that most of the stores surrounding it had already been torn down. The hotel itself, though, looked a lot worse than the last time I'd seen it. The brick was crumbling, and the whole place seemed like it was fading and decaying. I went up to the front and glanced inside. It was mostly empty, with only a few things scattered around, like chairs and old furniture. I stepped in and walked through the lobby, opening the door to the staircase. The whole stairwell was covered in shadows as barely any light was getting in. All I could see was a dim beam of light coming from one of the floors above. It was only just enough for me to find my way up the stairs, but when I got to the door on the second story, it was blocked. Something on the other side was keeping it from opening, and a sheet of wood was covering the window on the door. I left it and continued up to the third story, opening the door and entering the hallway. This was probably the most creepy setting I'd ever been in. The hallway was dark and musty, with only a small window on either end to light up the corridor. I walked down a little bit, then went into the first room with an open door. Oddly, it looked kind of normal. There were layers of dust covering everything, but all the furniture was set up as if it had never been moved. There were even towels and soap left in the bathroom still. As I was looking at all of this, I heard a small thump. I turned around and faced the doorway, not sure if that was from the floor I was on or the one below me. A few seconds later, quiet footsteps creaked the floorboards, coming down the hallway. As they got closer, I just stared at the doorway and hoped that they weren't on my floor. After a few seconds, though, I heard them stop, followed by a door opening and then slamming shut on the floor below me. Afterward, there were no footsteps or really any sounds at all. I tried to be quiet, walking up to the hallway and looking out to make sure nobody else was here. Thinking about it, though, I couldn't see why another person just exploring the place would walk so deliberately to a room and slam the door. And the more I thought about it, the more nervous I got. Only adding to the eeriness was how silent the whole place was now. After a minute of standing in the hallway and thinking I'd had enough, I quietly walked back to the staircase and opened the door, entering the dark stairwell and starting to descend. There was no way to be quiet on the metal stairs. Each step was an unavoidable hollow thump. But as I passed the door to the second story, I noticed a small gap in the doorway that definitely wasn't there before. Then I looked down at the stairs ahead of me. A figure stood in the stairwell only a few steps below me, barely visible in the darkness, but their eyes stared right at me. They looked dreadful and emotionless. With no choice, I started carefully walking on the edge of the staircase, passing by them with only a couple feet between us, as his eyes followed every move I made. Once I got to the bottom, I opened the door and ran out into the lobby where I could finally see clearly. I hurried back to my car and sat in the parking lot for a while. Looking back, that was probably the dumbest thing I'd ever done. I guess I just didn't realize what I was walking into. I'm not sure why that person was there, or what they were doing, but leaving when I did was probably the only good decision I made.